Welcome back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't worry, you can take me anywhere that you are. Just download the Civic Media app for free wherever you get your apps and pick your favorite home station. I come to you from 540 AM WAUK here in southeastern Wisconsin. But again, we go out across the Civic Media Talk Radio Network from Rhinelander to Richland Center. Again, we've got you covered all day long for what is real news and great conversation. I am talking about the terror of Donald Trump's tariffs. And there's a couple of things that I wanted to point out, and I'm going to get to what is happening with U.S. Treasuries and the fact that I think that that is one of the key causes, along with the price of crude oil on a per barrel basis, that caused Donald Trump to effectively completely abandon ship and reverse course and get rid of the reciprocal tariffs, which, just in case anybody was keeping track of what he said about these, he said this very recently. To any company that objects to our common sense reciprocal tariffs, again, reciprocal back and forth, and we would. I call this kind reciprocal. This is not full reciprocal. This is kind reciprocal. If anybody else on the planet other than Donald Trump wrote you a letter or spoke to you like this, you would immediately conclude that they have no idea what they're talking about. Well, that is Donald Trump. He has no idea what he was talking about. And if you want to go back to Ronald Reagan, who explained why tariffs are bad, you want to look at Rand Paul, that explains why tariffs are bad. It's all there for the pickings. But I'd like to refer to a perhaps more widely known source, a little film called Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Cal, let's take a listen to Cut 22.
In 1930, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, in an effort to alleviate the effects of the, anyone, the Great Depression, passed the, anyone, a tariff bill, the Hawley-Smoot Tariff Act, which, anyone, raised tariffs in an effort to collect more revenue for the federal government. Did it work? Anyone know the effects? It did not work, and the United States sank deeper into the Great Depression.
A movie understands tariffs better than Donald Trump does, and it is causing real economic pain. We haven't even begun to feel the impacts of any of this yet. If you think you're feeling it, just wait. The real pain is coming. Cam from Appleton, thanks for your patience, friend. What would you like to say this afternoon?
Not that anyone is going to remember this, but my parents almost named me Ferris, and they thought I was going to get beat up at the school bus, so they decided to go with Cameron, and that is completely true.
You mean Ferris's best friend, Cameron?
Yes. Sorry. The other ironic thing with that scene is that Ben Stein, the teacher that was talking during that scene, is a MAGA evangelic. He's kind of a nutcase. So he's probably out there today, even though he's the one that read those lines. He's the one that's probably jumping around saying, yeah, let's keep going. Let's do whatever Trump wants. It makes no sense, and I'm pretty sure Trump is just into financial domination at this point because he is doing stuff that's really hurting us.
Yeah, thanks so much, Cam. Again, if you look at the explainers of Donald Trump wanting to exert power, amassing power, feeding his ego, that explains it. If you look at Donald Trump trying to enrich himself, move the burdens of funding government operations in any meaningful way, shape, or form from billionaires and the wealthiest corporations more and more and more onto the backs of working people, that's what you see here. And again, there has been something that has been going on with both oil prices and U.S. treasuries that is extremely concerning. Because while Donald Trump blinked today about reciprocal tariffs and said, well, okay, we'll actually put a 90-day pause on this, and we've all heard this before, with Canada and Mexico, and then he did them, and then he increased them, and now more, and who knows what's going to happen? The markets certainly don't. While he paused reciprocal tariffs for the entire world, he exempted China. And China shows no intention of backing down from a trade war. The two largest economies in this world are China and the United States. So what is a U.S. Treasury? A U.S. Treasury is a bond that the U.S. government issues. What is a bond? A bond is debt. It is if the U.S. government borrows from those who wish to purchase U.S. government bonds or treasuries. So when you look in the world and you look at and you identify the foreign government that owns the most U.S. debt, it's China. And while it is typically the case that in a recession or in the period of time leading up to a recession, in moments of great market volatility and uncertainty, which clearly describes today, just ask Jamie Dimon or anyone on Wall Street, what you typically see is a rush to purchase, a rush for certainty in the market, whether it's institutions or individual investors, a rush to purchase U.S. treasuries, which are considered as good as gold, that the U.S. will always pay on its debt obligations. This is why the debt ceiling debate is a stupid one. And so that's really incredibly important. When we are in pre-recession or recessionary periods, typically you see the market move towards treasuries, the demand for treasuries increasing. Except we haven't been seeing that since Donald Trump's terror of tariffs has taken hold of the world economy. There are a couple of critical reasons for that. We're also seeing some incredibly wild things going on with the price of crude oil per barrel. I'm going to tell you why this is a risk for you and your family's economic health. When we return, we continue this discussion of Donald Trump's terror of tariffs after these brief messages right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. You've got your farm update with Pam Yonke next, and then I'll be back. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC.